Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Getting an accurate count on the federal census is traditionally a hard sell, as many people are reluctant to participate. The possible addition of a citizenship question next year from the Trump administration is expected to make the job even more difficult. That's why a broad coalition of nonprofit groups across the state are teaming up to boost participation in the 2020 census. The initiative is funded with more than $1 million from nonprofit groups, and as WBUR's Simone Rios reports, the return on investment could be big.
Members of an array of organizations gathered at the East Boston Library branch with the same goal, to make sure people in their respective communities respond to the 2020 census. The Massachusetts Census Equity Fund is pooling philanthropic donations to give grants to communities across the state. The money will support neighborhood outreach to educate groups, including the elderly, immigrants, and the disabled, about the ramifications of accurate census data. Alexi Torres heads the fund and says they've already raised $1.25 million and counting.
Whether it's jobs, whether it's housing, there's not an area that philanthropy touches that is not impacted in some way by the census. Even if it's simply the fact that they get their data and their information on where the needs are in their communities through the census.
Census data affects every state. Not only is congressional representation determined, but also the amount of money a state receives from the federal government. Here's Fernando Martinez of the Massachusetts Nonprofit Network.
Over $16 billion in federal funding comes to Massachusetts based off of census data alone. These programs include Medicare, Medicaid, SNAP, affordable housing, public education, really just a wide swath of programming that directly impacts the people that nonprofits serve.
One of the strongest advocates for a big census turnout is the mayor of the state's largest city. Marty Walsh says not only is it about money and political representation, it's also a way to see whether his policies are effective.
It's a great tool and great data to use to see how you're doing and compare your data to other cities and towns across America to see how they're doing in similar situations, whether it's gentrification, displacement, or success on a positive side, people moving in. All that stuff takes into account when you do the census.
People in the country illegally have often shied away from the census for fear their status could put them in jeopardy of deportation. Now the Trump administration initiative adds to that fear. It's pushing for a citizenship question on the census to enforce parts of the Civil Rights Act, and the Supreme Court is set to hear the case later this month. Through the Massachusetts Census Equity Fund, the dozens of nonprofits involved hope to counter those concerns by raising awareness. And whether the Supreme Court allows the citizenship question or not, some of the concern around it may be unfounded. New York Regional Census Director Jeff Baylor says regardless of the court's ruling, census respondents are never identified.
We cannot release information that identifies a household or an individual to anyone. No administration, no Homeland Security, no INS, no federal, state, local agency, no law enforcement agency. No one. The only data we release is statistically summarized data that we release at a certain geography level, census tract, a county, a city, a state, a congressional district.
And if the confidentiality argument still doesn't assuage people's fears, there is another option, says one census official. Should the citizenship question make it onto the census, people can just leave it blank. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.